evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is now required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still isn't done so after a few minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and Bob, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue at this point.
Okay, Kevin, well, we'll start things off with you this evening. I hope you had a great day and a great fourth. So, how are things down your way?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York. We got some clouds overhead, 78 degrees, and kind of hoping for something to cool off here a little bit because that humidity is running awfully high here. I'm actually hiding in my air conditioning at this point because I've about had it with the heat. So, yeah, I'm still nursing a bit of a sunburn from my escapades on Canajoharie Lake on Monday the 4th, and wouldn't trade it, though. I enjoyed being out on the lake on the boat. That was a lot of fun. So, my apologies. Last night, Matt and I were both in a meeting at the fire department, and we did not get out in time to where we could jump in the net and participate in any way, shape, or manner. So it was a bit of a long meeting last night. So, like I say, forgive us for not making it in here. We try to, you know, run the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one of us anyway. So helps you guys out. All right, I won't hold the repeater down. I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, that happens from time to time, and not much you can do about it, but I think you've got my home number. I don't even recall if I was, I think we were out on a lake too, so I didn't get back until later and didn't know, you know, whether the net went on or not, but yeah, if you get in a bind like that, I think you've got my home number, and give me a call. You know, if I'm around, I'll be glad to fill in for you. Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Sounds like it might be a quiet night tonight, Kevin. I don't know, but starting up a little bit slow.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I see my good friend Bill from down in Pennsylvania just jumped in here really quick. Yeah, I was going to say, has anyone heard from George recently? Because I haven't heard him the past couple times I've been in here. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, KD2FPM, N5AOW. No, I hadn't either, and of course I hadn't been around the rig for a couple of days anyway. We've been active out on the lake and doing visiting folks on the island and so on, so Yeah, I was certainly surprised that he didn't check in when we went to that segment of the night. All right, I'll stand by and see if Bill'd like to join us and see what he's got for us. KA3TFB. Bill, if you're there, jump right in there.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, good evening there. KA3TFB of Bill in Warrendale, and we just had a brief shower here about an hour or so ago and some lightning to the north. We appreciate the rain today because it cooled everything down. It's been hot and muggy down in this part of the world, and things have been drying out, so we welcome the rain. Yeah, I'm still on primary shift up at 5:30 and come back after 3, and you know, it's a little weird working these hours, but a couple more months and then we'll go back on second shift. This will probably be the last year that I work in the school district, and we'll retire from that job and find something else, I guess. Good evening to everybody. I'll go back to net control there and KA3TFB in Warrendale. Warm and muggy here. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, I'm glad you had had some good weather. I know it's been humid, you know. It's threatened to rain a little here and there, and you had a shower at least to wet things, dampen things down a little bit. We currently have a little light rain right now. Started a little while ago. And we probably could use an overnight shower. Would help things out a bit. But in doing that, I know we're going to get the humidity for tomorrow. Nothing much you can do about that. It's a transverse or whatever action that currently or absolutely normal. Okay, Bill, have a good evening down in PA, and I hope you had a great day. Have a great day tomorrow. And we'll see if we have any regular members and guests. This is N5AOW. I had an excellent day today. Anytime I get up and I'm breathing the sunshine, and that's an excellent day for me. But, yeah, I went down to the garage and tinkered around with a few things that I needed to get cleaned up. And just one of those maintenance things. Things you set aside and you think, well, I'll do it on a rainy day. But, you know, I had the time today and I worked at it. And so on, so a little more to do, and I can do that just about any time now, but at least the worst of it's done, and I've got a couple other things that I need to tend to, but great day overall. And we got out on the lake after dinner and just took a nice slow ride around the lake and zipped around a little bit, got the cobwebs out of the engine, so that wakes it up a little bit once in a while. So with that, we'll go back to the net, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, sounds like short night tonight. Make a final call. Anyone care to check in? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency and a repeater to regular amateur use. Want to thank Bill down in Pennsylvania and Kevin for checking in this evening, and all those that listen, 7-3, have a great day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Listen, you know, it's been a long time. In fact, this is the first time I ever owned a new car. I always had the hand-me-downs. Over.
Hey,
Yeah, KD3TFP, KD2FPM. Yeah, that's very cool. I like to hear that you got new wheels. That's really neat. So I know I'm doing the Band-Aid deal on my Jeep at this point, so waiting for a windshield assembly to show up here. It should be here, I'm thinking, either this week or next. And then it'll be into the garage, and then my buddies and I will get on it, and I'll probably be more supervising because I don't have the back anymore like I used to, but they're going to go ahead and get this thing back together for me, so it's safer and a little more reliable and dependable, whatnot. So that's kind of spooky, though, that the windshield rusted from the inside out. Go figure that.
Probably had a leak in there somewhere. Listen, this old 2002 Saturn was a hand-me-down, and it got to the point where they had a patch of frame. I replaced the unit frame in the front. I replaced the coil springs. Listen, this was costing me almost $1,000 every time it needed inspection. So the last 4 years, I've been throwing $1,000 or more into that car, and I figured it was becoming a money pit. And I love the car. I mean, it would ride, okay, I put my stuff in it, but, it comes a time when the garage guy says, you might want to think of doing something else. Over.
Yeah, I've had those conversations, and they're not always pleasant ones. Matter of fact, to deal with my windshield, three years ago, I think it was, I was driving down one of our roads here, and someone was coming on the oncoming lane and decided to throw a glass bottle at me filled with water. It hit my windshield and shattered it, and to the point where I had dust and stuff all over me, but it actually pushed the windshield in a good 2 inches. Luckily, I looked away at the last second, because otherwise I probably would have had glass in my eyes, and my poor dog, he was covered in the dust too, so because he was in the front seat next to me. And luckily, I didn't lose control of the vehicle, because I actually was deadheading with my trailer back down from Utica to Oneonta. And the glazer put a new piece of glass in. He warned me. He said he saw some rust already there. And unfortunately, I guess when you put the new piece of glass in, you're supposed to leave a couple weep holes open. And he may have not known this, and it wasn't his fault. But he's trying to help me out the best he could. So apparently, once that got sealed in, those weep holes were no longer open, and the frame really took off and rusted fiercely and quickly. So the fact that I got 2 more years out of it, I guess I'm doing quite well with that windshield. So the company I got a hold of, they're out in the state of Washington, and they will be finishing up the manufacture and whatnot with that, because they do the frame, paint it, and then glaze it, and then package it and send it. It was actually cheaper to do it that way. Paint's already matched. Hardware's already there. All I do is bolt it on. So, I saved myself probably at least $300 to $500 doing it this way. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. KD3TFP, it's KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Let me understand this. Someone actually willfully tossed a bottle at your vehicle and struck the windshield. Wow. That's what it sounded like. I know people are ignorant, and I know people go through the stop signs. That's the biggest thing that we have here. When the light is green, they don't go, but they'll go through a red light. They go through stop signs. They don't stop. And it's worse. And then they raise the speeding way to 60 and 70 in some places. And that's even on the places where it's not posted. So, you're pulling out on an acceleration lane, and you've got to do 70 sometimes to get out there. It has become quite a change of events.
Yeah, how very true. Unfortunately, I will admit, 15, 16 years ago, I was actually working on the road as a auditor representing about 150 different banks, and I covered a 7-state region. And I got to see all kinds of traffic in the Northeast. I mean, I used to venture down to Pennsylvania. In fact, I used to go through your area every once in a while to get down to Pittsburgh area, travel up the western side of the state up to Erie, and then back across to the bottom of New York State. I'd come down the Northeast Extension through Scranton into Philadelphia, and then run a bunch of stuff that way. I'd do a lot of work in New Jersey, New York City, Long Island. I was out in Connecticut. Don't think I actually hit Rhode Island, but I was going to say I've been over in Vermont, New Hampshire. So, I mean, I've been pretty much everywhere in the Northeast here. You know, Massachusetts, I almost forgot about that. Yeah, I used to drive through Massachusetts quite often, my God. But, you know, it's like everyone's in a big hurry, but no one knows where they're going. And it's, gosh, you know, it's like, guys, you're killing me. From what I'm understanding, it's gotten worse. And I'm like, great, I'm glad I'm not on the road like I used to be, because, you know, it wears on your nerves after a while. You're just trying to mind your business, keep yourself from getting a speeding ticket, and not hurt anyone out there. But, you know, everyone's in a big hurry and, you know, wants to run you over or something. And it's just like, you know, and you see these videos on the YouTube and whatnot, and you just sit there and shake your head and you go, wow, you know, we're supposed to be the advanced, you know, being here on the planet. And it's just like, and civilized. I use the word civilized loosely. But sometimes I wonder. KD3TFB, it's KD2FBM.
Roger, Roger. One more go around here before I move on. But I was hurt. That girl hurt me in November the 21st, the year 1997, when I was working for IBM. She come across the double line on 56 and hit that van head on in the corner, and that hurt me pretty bad. I not only had physical things I had to deal with, but it was a mental issue that was started, you know, fearful of someone hitting you again. And I don't want to do that to anybody. And I don't want to ever have them do it to me again, because it sets you back in life. There's things now I can't no longer do well, you know. And over the years, I've gotten used to that event. And when I talked about it early on, then one day it wasn't a big deal. But this thing, I know people, I've heard people, Kevin, that they're just really, you know, when involved in something like that, they drag that with them. And I know I dragged it with me for a short period of time, but just think, you know, it can be worse. But anyhow, I'm thankful for what I have. I don't have the King's Palace that the people dream about, but I live a humble life. Hey, back over to you, KA3TFB.
Yeah, as you well know, I've had to slow myself down a few paces. Back in 2000, it was a week before Christmas, I had just finished DJing at the local skating rink, and I was on my way to meet a couple of friends for a slice of pizza afterwards, and I forgot something, turned around, went back to the rink to go pick up what I forgot, and a drunk driver took me out at over 50 miles an hour, rear-ended me. So yeah, that's pretty much what took me off the road instantly, and for 4 months I really kind of laid in bed and tried to get myself back together, and I really pushed hard, and next thing you know, I was starting to do more damage. And then over the course of the next 15 years till now, 16 years, it'll be this year, 5 years ago, I should say, I actually took a massive turn for the worse. So, and unfortunately, then things became really complicated. So like you said, you carry this with you. And now I just look back. In fact, I just had this conversation with my mom the other day. You know, I'm looking back 10 years ago what I was doing. I can't even do half of what I used to do 10 years ago, and it's making me nuts. So, I mean, the fact that I was out on the boat on Monday on the lake last year, I never even got the boat out. I got brand new tires for the trailer, got them on. That's as far as I got, and I was done. So I felt horrible because the whole season got wasted. And now, well, this year I pushed. I got the thing readied on the lake, and I got my sunburn. So like I could say, I earned that sunburn. But getting out on the lake was the most wonderful thing. And, you know, it is tough. It is tough. You try to maintain some sense of normalcy in your life. But you also have to, you know, be careful so you don't overdo. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFP. Roger, roger. Well, wish you well, my friend. And, you know, I have a feeling for this that perhaps maybe, you know, as we go along, sometimes things can get better, and there are other things that just go a little more south. I had to go, you know, and get a blood pressure because it was high at one time, and of course, every time we monitor, you can go on your telephone now and monitor your blood pressure. And I don't have high blood pressure, but that doctor, you know, gave me a prescription for real low blood pressure. In case it would go up, I could take some of that. Hey, best of the evening to you, my friend. I'm not going to hold in conversation on this repeater too long, but I wish you well. Have a good night. KA3TFB, 7-3, my friend.
Okay, Bill, listen, you take care of yourself. I'm going to get settled in here and start prepping to record my weather forecasts that I do for the radio station up there in Utica. Boilermaker Sunday is coming this weekend, so that's a big race, running race that they have up there in Utica. So I'm trying to get prepped up so the people know what kind of weather to expect up there. So I'm going to jump in on that, and Octane should be in here in about 15-20 minutes, I would imagine. So with that, I will say 7-3. Hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow night. And I'd like to thank those that make Echolink possible here on this repeater. We do appreciate it. So 7-3, Bill, I will be clear on your final. K3TFP, this is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, 7-3, Kevin. Wish you well. Good evening. KD2AIT Echolink repeater. Echolink to come up to their local repeater. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Repeater News. Good evening, this is QL Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot, KD2DXL. Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Now. I'm doing a follow-up on the KC2MBU repeater tonight and looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Acton. This is Acton. Last call for Acton. Nothing heard. KD2 DX, Acton Control.